The U.S. House passed the National Defense Authorization Act today. That means the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians in Montana is halfway to federal recognition. But will the tribe's land base include Hill 57?
On this vote, the yeas are 376, the nays are 48. The conference report is adopted.
Montana Republican Greg Gianforte voted yay on the defense bill, passing a version of the Little Shell recognition bill he's introduced in the House twice. Assuming the bill passes the Senate, which is expected to vote early next week, the Little Shell will be recognized after generations of struggle, but it could take years to figure out the details. The bill guarantees a land base within these counties: Blaine, Cascade, Glacier, and Hill. Tribal Chairman Gerald Gray says the next step will be to meet with the Department of Interior to see what acres are available. You don't know if it will include Hill 57?
No, I don't. I don't even know what's available there.
Hill 57 is an area a few miles west of Great Falls that served as a nexus for the Little Shell community until the 1990s.
To be honest with you, I've never looked into it. I've never been that presumptuous to say, you know, we're going to be here or nothing like that.
Other things to be determined include how much federal funding the tribe will receive for education, health care, and economic development. A Department of Interior spokesperson says that depends on how many tribal members it has. For reference, a tribe with less than 3,000 members usually gets $320,000. The Little Shell Tribe has 5,400 members. The defense bill is expected to pass before the congressional session ends next week. And assuming it does, the tribe will have a year before funding kicks in. It can request supplemental funding from the Bureau of Indian Affairs before then, but the spokesperson says there are no guarantees. If DC defies expectations and the defense bill doesn't pass until January, it'll be 2 years until the tribe receives full funding. President Donald Trump says he'll sign the bill immediately, as soon as it reaches his desk. Then the Little Shell will no longer be one of the more than 400 unrecognized tribes in the U.S. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.